Brilliant Audio presents
And Soon I'll Come to Kill You by Susan Kelly. 1. The first letter arrived on October 16th. I read it and dismissed it. My name is Elizabeth Connors. I'm a freelance writer. Writers get mail from their readers. Most of it is charming, people telling you they liked your last book or the article you published in the August issue of Boston Magazine. Sometimes they want to point out an error they think you've made. Or since I write fiction as well as nonfiction, suggest a story idea. Every once in a while, you'll get a critical letter. And occasionally you'll get one that's really weird. Like borderline psychotic weird. I remember a handwritten note from some guy in Portland, Maine. 2 pages of literate, flattering commentary on an article I'd published in New England Monthly. How nice, I thought. The last line of the letter read, "Send me a picture of yourself, naked except for black patent leather high-heeled boots." Maybe if I wrote about fashion or home decor, I wouldn't attract that kind of attention. I'm positive I wouldn't if I'd stayed in my former profession, teaching college English. What I write about is crime. And in the 6 years I've been doing that, I've received a dozen or so letters reviling me for being A. sick, B. disgusting, or C. evil. These were all in response to newspaper or magazine features I'd written on truly horrendous cases like ritual murder or child rapes. Maybe my correspondents thought I committed those atrocities as well, or condoned them. Who knows? I was always tempted to write back to each and every one of the irate twits and say that I didn't make the news, I just reported it. But I never did, and none of them ever wrote to me again, as far as I could tell. All that should explain why, on the nice...